reassurance from the new King of England, Lisa Brady, Fox News. His first address, a mixture of sorrow and hope as the world mourns his mother.
The king called his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, an inspiration and recalled her love and affection as a mother. He remembered her promise, though, as well.
That promise of lifelong service I renew to you all today.
King Charles III said over the 70 years of her reign, society had changed, as had the institutions, but...
Through all changes and challenges, our nation and the wider family of realms, of whose talents, traditions, and achievements I am so inexpressibly proud, have prospered and flourished.
He said the role and duties of monarchy remain as well, and he ended his remarks by saying to his darling mama, as he called her, thank you.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Plans for the funeral still underway. President Biden says he'll be there. Earlier today, visiting Ohio, focusing on efforts to make more semiconductors in the U.S.
We're going to make sure that companies that take taxpayers' dollars don't turn around and make investments in China to undermine our supply chain and national security.
This has Intel held a groundbreaking for its new plant in Columbus. Southern California is bracing for Tropical Storm Kay, which is not expected to make landfall, but could dump several inches of rain on the region. City spokesman Anthony Santa Croce says San Diego's been clearing storm drains.
We've determined that we need to do this maintenance right now, or else the waters might get high enough to impact property and life here. So we are going to conduct this emergency maintenance.
Parts of Arizona and Nevada also facing a threat of flash flooding. On the plus side, the storm may help break a long heat wave, but it could also fan wildfires, including the deadly Fairview fire north of San Diego. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The defense has just rested at R. Kelly's latest trial. The singer and two co-defendants charged with trial fixing and child pornography counts in Chicago. Prosecutors have a chance to call rebuttal witnesses before closing arguments. Kelly did not testify, already sentenced to 30 years in prison after a separate federal trial in New York. Abortion rights heads to voters in Michigan.
A Michigan election board placing an abortion rights proposal on the November ballot, obeying an order from the state's Supreme Court, allowing voters to decide whether to make reproductive freedom state law.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The board also adding a voting rights proposal to the ballot after a court fight over that. A medical milestone in the U.S. 1 million organ transplants. It's not clear which organ hit the mark, but the first successful transplant was a kidney in 1954, and they remain the most in demand. More than 100,000 people are on the national waiting list for organs, and about 17 die every day. Advocates using the milestone to launch a renewed campaign, encouraging more people to register as organ donors. A superstar honors the Queen during his latest concert.
John paid tribute to the late Queen Elizabeth II during his show. The rocker released a statement following her death. He said, "She led the country through some of our greatest and darkest moments with grace and decency and genuine caring." He told the audience, "I'm 75 and she's been with me all my life. And I feel very sad that she won't be with me anymore. But I'm glad she's at peace. I'm glad she's at rest. And she deserves it. She worked bloody hard." The British piano man then performed "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me." The concert was the second of two nights at Toronto's Rogers Center and part of his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Sir Elton was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in 1998. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.